Somebody say with me, today's a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. Today is a wonderful day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day, blessed day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad, I can be mad, or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice, and I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and today's the happiest day of my life. Today is the happiest day of my life. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can buy what God says I can buy. I can sell what God says I can sell. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. Marvelous day. Blessed day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments. Divine connections. Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season. New opportunities. New favor. New anointing. New connections, new relationships, new opportunities. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my finances. All is well in my future. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well in my business. All is well in my job. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. Happy day. God day. Yay, yay. Somebody shout with me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Pentecost Sunday. So we can all be little more radical. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful that Acts chapter 2 came to pass in response to Acts chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm so delighted to be here. Gene's delighted to be here. It's always good to be home at Cathedral of Praise. And we've had the opportunity of coming here for, as Pastor said, 28 years, 1986. And, you know, I love relationships. Every day I pray for godly relationships. Last Sunday, we got to minister in a church that we've been ministering at in Roswell, New Mexico, since 1986. The Sunday before, a church we've been ministering at since 1976. Whoa, 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 whoa. So I'm glad that I get to go back to places. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say today The word of the Lord is speaking today that everything that has been stolen from you must be returned now sevenfold. So we're just going to pray a restoration prayer, because the Holy Ghost told me to say that everything that has been stolen from you must be returned sevenfold. Amen? So I was reading today from 1 Samuel 30, where David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. Ziklag had attacked Ziklag, burned it with fire, taken the women and those who were with them from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. So there's a time to weep, and then there's a time to fight. So this is not actually my sermon, but it's a prayer. I don't know if I really have a sermon or not. I'm just going to share some things in my spirit. So there's a time to weep and wail and mourn about things that have been taken from you. Your wife, your children, your finances, your business, your health, your emotions, your voice. There may be some of you once had a great voice to speak. Now your voice has been taken from you. Your self-confidence is gone. You used to be a very confident person. Now you're intimidated. You used to have your business, but your business got stolen from you. You used to have a lot of finances, but your finances got stolen from you. You used to have your health, but your health got stolen from you. You used to have dreams, but your dreams got stolen from you. So we're just going to pray a restoration prayer, and I believe that God can do it in just a few moments, because what did they do after they wept? The Bible said that David attacked them from his enemies. Attacked them from twilight to the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all. David recovered all. I just believe that God wants you to recover. Everything's been stolen from you. For the Bible says the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? So, I shared, I think last time I was here, how there was a man that was going to give Gene and I for $50,000 to pay off our bills. And the next week, he was killed in an automobile accident, 46 years old, went off into a culvert, was killed. And so that got stolen from us. So we've been calling that back in sevenfold. So, there's a time for everything. There's a Kairos moment. And this is the Kairos moment that people that have had things stolen from you, maybe your business, your job, your love, your dreams, your vision, your confidence, I don't know what it is that's been stolen from you. Maybe time with someone. I just know that God wants to restore it right now. So everybody be seated, except those who know that there are certain things that have been stolen from you, and you are going to demand at this very Kairos moment a sevenfold return. You can stand up. Everybody else stay seated. Okay, now, we won't do this quietly. If somebody, as you went out the door, this is not a prophecy, by the way, as you went out the door this morning, you saw somebody driving off in your car, you would not say, oh, please, would you bring my car back? No. You would say, hey, what are you doing? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to raise our voice in just a moment. We're going to demand a sevenfold return. Okay, here we go. How about a salvation? Here you go. Come on. How about a salvation? Breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, And we are going to demand a sevenfold return. We're not going to be nice with the devil. We're not going to make nice. That'd be a good title for a song, a country song. But we're not making nice today. Do you understand? If somebody's stealing something from your house, huh? And they coming in the door, taking your refrigerator out on some dollar, you're not going to say, wait. No, you're gonna say something. Hallelujah. So here we go. We have our spiritual armor on. We're going to demand a sevenfold return. So however you want to do it, here we go. 1, 2, 3, do it. Hallelujah. 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 And I agree with my brothers and sisters in Christ this morning that everything that has been stolen from them shall be returned sevenfold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout with me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall be. It shall be. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you can be seated. Well, thank you, Lord. Somebody, let's thank Him. Can we do it? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I love to work with the Holy Ghost. This is a wonderful year of harvest. This is a year of harvest. I'll try it over here. This is a year of harvest. Where finances and blessings are coming into our hands. Hallelujah. Enough for us and enough for others. So it can't be just enough for me. It's got to be enough for me and for others. Hallelujah. So I was just reading today where Jesus said, It is, former president used that word. He said, is. I never heard so many is's in all my life. But Jesus said, it is, not it was, or not it shall be, but it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I'm prophesying that as a prophetic voice to this house, that 2014 is a year of giving and receiving, a time of blessing, a time of joy, a time of dancing. And I do know by the Holy Spirit that our government and other nations are pouring money into our nation this year. Now, there'll come a day that other people have to pay it back. But while they're pouring money in, let's take it. Let's take it and let's get things paid off. Let's bless other people. Let's send people to the mission field. Let's do kingdom stuff. Hallelujah. Now, you must understand that each of you are in one of two categories today. Every one of you in one of two categories. You are either here to prepare things for yourself, or you are here to prepare for other people. Now, the most miserable people that I know of in the whole wide world are those people which everything is about them. What can you do for me? How are you going to help me? How are you going to bless me? How are you going to work things through for me? But the happiest people are the ones that are always preparing for other people. What can I do for you? Is there any way that I can bless you? Is there something I can give you? Is there any way that I can serve you? Those are the happiest people. You know, Jesus, he said, I have come to prepare a place for you. And you must understand that one generation always makes room for the next generation. So I'm here on this earth to prepare a place for coming generations. The last few weeks I've completed a preaching competition. I got some hits on that from some very religious people who said you shouldn't be competing in preaching. You can compete in singing, or you can compete in wrestling, or you can compete in dominoes, but you can't compete in preaching. And my response is, why not? So I've had some of the most amazing young people enter this preaching competition, and three of the best were three 15-year-old girls. One, a former, her dad was a Muslim. She was raised in Islam, and her name is Egypt Ali, and she can preach. So this preaching competition, and now I have a spiritual grandson, Leland, who's a singer, and he and I are going to meet with this group of 15 to 22, and we're going to encourage them. We're going to take them with us and let them preach. So what am I doing all of that? I'm doing it to prepare the way. You know, John the Baptist, he came preparing the way. It was not about him. And see, when it becomes about us, that's when we get miserable. That's when we get into fights, trying to guard our own territory. You know, I have my own rights. I got some rights. But we don't worry about our rights. We're just preparing the way. And if you do me wrong, if you steal from me, if you beat me up, then, you know, it's all right. Because I'm just preparing the way. And this is only a temporary dwelling place. We're just here for a little while. We're like vapor that appears for a little while, vanishes away. So some things that we think are really, really important about life is not really that important. So why are we here? We're here to prepare the way for other people. We're here to say, how can I promote you? What can I do for you? How can I serve you? How can I be a blessing to you? Do you hear me knocking? So if we live this life, really, that's what it's about. I mean, Abraham, he prepared the way for Isaac. Isaac prepared the way for Jacob. Jacob prepared the way for Joseph. Joseph prepared the way for the nation of Egypt. Elijah came preparing the way for Elisha. Samuel prepared the way for David. David prepared the way for Solomon. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. Jesus prepared the way for the 12 disciples. Then he went away and prepared a place for us. And all of that was just examples of what we are to do in our life. Hallelujah. So I'm thinking today about how I can serve, how I can be a blessing, how I can do thanks for somebody else. And every time I try to look at my iPad, I don't see my notes, so I just have to speak extemporaneously. I was thinking about this morning as I was walking and praying about paying Pastor Bill and Sue Hart's home off as a 30th anniversary gift on November the 23rd. And I was thinking about how much Gene and I were going to be able to give on this, or where our faith level was. How much do y'all own your home? How much? Yes. Sherry, do you know how much they owe? Does anybody know? How much do you owe? How much? $350. That's not very much. That's only a drop in the bucket. Now, are we okay? We're talking about, see, our life, in our life, listen to me now. A guy's been in full-time ministry for 47 years. I don't know it all, but I've learned a little bit. All I'm thinking about is, how can I help somebody else? Now, if we move into that, if we move into that transfiguration, if we move into that configuration, then all kinds of incredible things will start happening in our lives. So if I'm thinking about, how am I going to get this done for myself, then things move slowly, very slowly. But there's an acceleration when I begin to think, now how can I help them? Gene and I were so delighted several years ago when we sold our home in Oklahoma City, moved to Fort Worth, because we had equity. You know what equity is. And it takes equity. If you want to buy another home, isn't that right, Shara? You need some equity. Isn't that right, Mark? We need some equity. So we got this equity in our hand, but I go to Florida, and the Holy Ghost says to me, pay off the church. So I asked the pastor, how much do you owe? He said, oh, we owe $576,000. Not a problem. It is not a problem. And so I began to think about what you're going to give. But the Lord said, well, what are you going to give? I said, well, I'm not sure. He said, well, just give your equity. I said, well, that's to buy me a home. So we just give the equity. What did Jesus say? He said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So Gene, I have no guaranteed income. Every month we just have to rely upon people that give to us or honorariums, wherever we preach. We have no guaranteed income. We have people that work with us, and they know we have no guaranteed income. But we just believe because we just keep giving. You know, you kick the basketball down, and it's got some momentum. If you kick this basketball down the aisle, there's some momentum. But eventually the momentum is going to stop, right, unless you kick it again. I mean, as long as you're kicking, there's going to be momentum. So there is a momentum about our lives. There's a momentum in this church. There's a rhythm and a flow. So we have to do our part. Amen? And so Gene and I just said, okay, we'll give that. Then we didn't have any equity. We have no money. But we got a prophecy. Sometimes all you need is one. Listen to me now. Sometimes all you need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God. And I'm ministering with this evangelist. I'm doing the morning services. He's doing the evening. I happen to be sitting on the platform just encouraging him. And he turns and said, Dale, I see you and Gene living in a big house with a big screen TV. So when you get a word from God, you hear it. And then you see what you have heard, right? Then you see it. You can see it. You can have it. And then you say it. I'm going to live in a big house with a big screen TV. You say, well, I don't believe that God's concerned about a big screen TV. You don't know that. So I hear it. You're going to live in a house with a big screen TV. I see it. I see myself living there. I say it. Gene and I are saying it together, power and agreement. And then you have to do something. So it's ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. It's an incredible combination, progression. So Gene gets out, start looking for the big house with no money in our bank. But there's plenty of money in God's bank. I'm just here to tell you, there's no lack of money. And there is plenty of money in Austin, Texas. And somebody needs to say, I'm going to get me some. There's plenty of finances. People are moving from the north, south, east, and west to Austin. There's all kinds of major deals going. There's happenings. I get revelation all of the time about businesses that could be started. I'm just thinking that way. Here's what somebody could do. And I was telling somebody yesterday, this is a major opportunity. I just begin to tell them. I just get all of this, these God ideas and revelation. I don't believe it's wild. I believe it's from heaven. There's opportunities everywhere. And I do know, I've been prophesying in this church for 28 years, that this is an entrepreneurial church. It's a church that attracts people that want to work for themselves. Now, you don't have to work for yourself. You can let somebody else, you can work for somebody else, let them pay your salary, but also remember they can pull your plug. Huh? We don't need you anymore. Bye-bye. Now, it takes faith to be an entrepreneur. But I'm just saying, this is an entrepreneurial church, and I believe that God is raising up people in this house, millionaires, multi-millionaires. You say, well, why do I have to come to church? You talk about money. I mean, what can you do without money? Huh? You cannot pay the light bill. You cannot buy gas to come to this church. And it's not just about money. It's about lots of things. But I'm telling you, God wants to bless us. I don't preach a lot about money, but today I'm telling you, God is at work to prosper this house. There's an entrepreneurial gift in operation. God is raising up people in this house to be major business people. I know there's already some business people, but God wants to multiply you. He's desiring to make you multifaceted. I'm speaking by the Holy Ghost today. Multifaceted. Hallelujah. Why? So that we can be a blessing. What did he say to Abraham? He said, I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing. Hallelujah. So I'm always thinking, how can I be a blessing? What can I do for somebody? So what I plan on doing on November the 23rd, 2014, is standing here and helping burn the mortgage on our pastor's home. Because what you make happen for somebody else, God makes happen for you. So Gene and I sold all of our equity, but that's not the end of the story. Huh? Because the word says, the word of the Lord said, I see you living in a big house, a big screen TV. So in Fort Worth, Texas, Gene began to go out looking for big houses. And one Sunday, she didn't go with me. She called me and said, I found our home, Dale. I said, we don't have any money. She said, I know, but I found my home. And she began to describe it to me. It was a big, beautiful home, about twice as big as the house we lived in Oklahoma City, three-car garage and a gated community with a duck pond across the street. She said, it's got my exact colors, everything I could ever want in a house. This is it. I said, well, Gene, we don't have any money. She said, well, I just met with a man, and I told him I wanted to lease the house. And he said, well, ma'am, it's not for lease, it's for sale. There's a sign that says for sale. She said, no, I want to lease it. He said, well, no, I built that house for my family, but my kids, now they don't want to move. They like the school district, and they don't want to move, so I'm selling the house. I built it, now I'm selling. She said, well, we want to lease this house. He said, no. She said, yes. And she said, here's my phone number, and you call me back. So she called and said, Dale, you pray, because I know this is our house. You know, God is out to do really something really big in your life, and there's nothing that can be quite as important as just the place where we live, the house we live in, and the home that we lived in. So she said, pray. She woke me up from my Sunday afternoon nap and said, I want you to pray. So I prayed. 2 hours later, she called me back and said, Dale, he called me back, told me to meet him at McDonald's and sign a contract, and he told me all that I have to do, pay the first month's rent. No first and last, no deposit, just pay the rent. And we lived there for 2 years and we bought the house. We had a wonderful season there. How did it all happen? We weren't thinking about now how we're going to buy us an house. We was thinking about how we're going to buy, how we're going to pay this house off right here, this church. Now, the Holy Spirit spoke to me weeks ago and I told you that, and Pastor didn't know I was going to talk about this morning, but it's just so in my heart, I just got to talk about it because it's not just about paying a house off for a couple that will have served this house for 30 years. Do you know how long 30 years is? Do you know the average tenure of a pastor is 2.5 years in America? Did you hear what I said? The average tenure of a pastor in America is 2.5 years. And we have a pastor that November of this year, 2014, serving this church for 30 years. That's a long time. It takes faith to do that. And not only takes faith to do that, it takes faithfulness to do that. A couple that's faithful. It takes a husband and a wife staying with it. And we have known now this couple for 28 years. We believe in them. We love them. And he's a wild man. I've always called him Wild Bill. But he's got a heart of love and compassion for people. He's a faithful man. And we don't wonder if he's going to be here next week or the next. We just know he's going to be here. And they're preparing other generations. They are preparing. Huh? And when I look at Bill and Sue Hart, they've not only done a good job with this pastor in this church, they've done a good job with their family. And I've known David and Jennifer for a long time, 28 years. Love them and their companions. Now they've got kids and grandkids. They've done a good job with their family. And that's saying something these days, ladies and gentlemen. And so I just know that the 23rd of November, I'm going to be here to burn the mortgage on their home. They owe $350,000. That's not a lot of money. If you say it real quick. Now, somebody said, well, why not burn the mortgage on the church? Well, the Holy Spirit hadn't spoke to me about that. Just spoke to me about burning the mortgage. And I love to burn mortgages. I love to burn mortgages. I'm a kind of a mortgage-burning guy. I burn the mortgage on lots of churches. So we raised $576,000, burnt the mortgage on that church, and they're still debt-free in Florida. And I've helped other pastors pay their churches off, and I helped burn the mortgage on my pastor in Fort Worth, Bob Nichols, and I burnt the mortgage on the church. Helped burn the mortgage on the church, burn the mortgage on their home, because I don't think my pastor and his wife ought to have a mortgage. Now, I want you to help me a little bit. I mean, I'm talking about what you make happen for somebody else, God makes happen for you. Hallelujah. So I am saying that this year is a year of financial blessing in Austin, and we must be partakers. We must be partakers of what God, the wealth that God is pouring out upon Austin, Texas. Why not? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, it is, somebody say is, not it was, it might be, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. So at some point in time, I don't know when it's going to be, but at some point in time, we'll pay the pastor's home off. We'll burn the mortgage. And I will participate, Gene will participate, and others will participate. You're going to say, well, we're going to do it today. Well, maybe not today, but I'm just telling you that what we make happen for others, God makes happen for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So I'm a blessed man because I'm a giver. I'm a given man. And I prepare the way for others to come. Always preparing the way. So, hallelujah. 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 Give me that money right there. Give me that money. What you got? Give me that money. How's everything in Florida? Enjoying yourself? You enjoying yourself? Okay. I'm really not receiving an offering today, but I'll always take it. Because we're entrepreneurs. Do you know, listen to me now. Am I doing okay? I can't find my notes on my iPad. I don't need them. Wanda says I don't need them. But I'm just saying that since Gene and I moved to Austin, I'm having all of these revelatory ideas about business. It's like I'm just getting downloaded about business opportunities for people, things that people could do, investments they could. It's just a download since I got here. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just talking to you now. I believe that there are opportunities everywhere for young people, 14, 15, 16 years old people. Always asking people now, how old is an old person? Because if they say somebody younger than me is old, then no, I'm just saying there's opportunities for us to be able to get some of the wealth that is in Austin and that is coming to Austin. If we are citizens of this location, then we can participate in the download of wealth, which is accompanied by download of revelation and God ideas and witty inventions. So I just pray over all this money. Thank you very much. What, you got a gift card? It's all right. Hallelujah. 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 We got a good start here now. Got a good start. What's your name, young man? Donovan. You got a great voice. How old are you? Lord, I pray over Donovan. I bless Donovan right now in Jesus' name, an entrepreneur. And folks, some of you are not getting what I'm saying today. Huh? You're not getting it. You're looking at me like, huh? No, I'm talking about that God desires to put wealth in your hands. And you say, well, I've got this day job. Well, God may want to give you investments along with you. I'm not telling you to go quit your job and start your own business, but you might want to start the business on the side. And Donovan, I declare that you are a spokesperson. You have a radio voice. You have a speaking voice. And you're going to make presentations. And somebody's going to hire you just to present opportunities to other young people. And they're going to be young people in middle school, in high school, that will begin to get a hold of what you're saying. You'll present things to them, and they'll begin to participate. And there's just going to be a download of enthusiasm. It's going to come. A whole company of young entrepreneurs is going to come your way. And I just lay hands on you, Donovan. I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What's your name? You're a businesswoman. Yeah, I just see you closing major deals in other nations of the world. I just see you bringing wealth from other nations into this place. Huh? Just bring wealth in here. It's not just Austin, but wealth from other nations of the world. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Divine appointments, divine connections. In the name of the Lord. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I prophesied over a man in San Jose, California a few years ago that he was going to make more in one day working for himself than he was making all year working for somebody else. The next year, the very next year, this man made $16 million in the Silicon Valley. God gave him a little invention, a little chip. You know what he gave me? Zero. One time he called me up and said, I'm going to send you an offering, but he never did. But you know what? It's okay. Somebody got blessed. In fact, the church got blessed because he matched all the funds to pay the church off. So that's okay. Now I'm going somewhere, so you stick with me. Sticking with me. Come here, Trader Joe. Hey, Trader. What's your first name? Bill. You know, you have an incredible gift. Sometimes I just see people in the spirit, and I just have an incredible gift of trading. And you're going to do major trading. And I just see that God is elevating your gift, your anointing, to be able to trade. A trader. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Trader Joe, that doesn't sound like it's a very profitable name. But I guarantee you it is. Huh? Hallelujah. Started in California, it's come here. So I just bless you right now. That incredible gift of trading in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I am I just work with the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is raising up entrepreneurs in this house. I know that your pastor is an entrepreneur. He's always, you know, sometimes I've had people laugh and say, well, you know, Bill, he's in this business, does this. No, it's a gift. You can do more than one thing. You can be the pastor of a church, you can be a business person, you can be an entrepreneur. But this church is an entrepreneurial church. In fact, it's the only place I've ever prophesied, only church I've ever prophesied, this is an entrepreneurial church. This is a church made up primarily of businessmen and businesswomen who know how to do business. Hallelujah. Because they are serving other generations with what they get. It's enough for them and some prosperity is not just enough for me, right? It's enough for me and others. Hallelujah. Kebrote sikete. So you got to realize when you get all these ideas, all this revelation knowledge, that it's not just something, just not some figment of your imagination. It's God working in you. And you may say, well, I don't have any money, but I'm a business person. Well, God will bring people to invest in your life. He'll give you investors. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm going to pray this morning over the entrepreneurs. Who said that? Okay. Yay! Yay! Hallelujah. 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 So we just start the process. That's what some people did today. There's probably not $350,000 in that, but we started the process, right? Natasha, we started the process, right? There is no pressure like financial pressure. I just believe that God wants to bless people. Regardless of how old you are, how young you are, what your educational status is, what your situation is, I just know that there's an anointing here this morning. I know I'm just speaking by the Holy Ghost that we must prepare the way for other people, and we do that by giving. So Gene and I, we've given cars, we've given suits, we've given clothes, we've given money. We gave a house. Somebody gave us a house. We gave the house away. I mean, because that's how it works. We just keep looking, seeing what we can give. And every time we give, we keep kicking the ball down the row, and the momentum keeps going. Hallelujah. So I declare by the Holy Ghost that I'm kicking the ball down the road today, but just make an announcement of what we're going to do November the 23rd, because I believe there's power in an announcement. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to pray now for the entrepreneurs, those that are in business, those that have a call to business, and those that have business giftings, ideas. I just know in my spirit. I know in my knower. I don't know exactly where my knower is, but it's somewhere through here. I know in my knower that God is going to do something incredible in the area of finances. I believe that God has called us to be financiers. I don't believe that God has called us to be the borrower. I believe that God has called us to be the lender. And I believe that this church is going to lend to many nations. I'm prophesying now that God is going to cause this church to lend to nations of the world. And He's going to send business people, entrepreneurs, out of this church to other nations and help other people get started. Huh? Build churches, plant crops, do business. We are a business church. We are an entrepreneurial. I don't even know how to spell that. I tried to spell it this morning. I don't know how to spell it. But we're an entrepreneurial. We're an entrepreneurial church, right? Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm not concerned about. Listen, folks, I'm not here to build my kingdom. Now, Pastor said, you receive your own offering, but don't forget, because sometimes you forget to do it. I'm not here to build my own kingdom. I'm always here to build somebody else's kingdom. And so I'll give you an opportunity in a little while to sow some seed into Gene and I's ministry. That's what we do when we go on Sunday. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about investing in people's lives. I'm talking about doing something really big. Really big. Really big. Hallelujah. So I want to pray now. I'm going to pray. It's a very unusual sermon. I'm sure you probably not heard me quite preach like this. It's just in my spirit and my heart. I get something in my spirit and my heart. I can't ignore that, can I? So I see myself standing here with a mortgage or a copy of the mortgage on November 23rd, burning the mortgage on Bill and Sue Hart, because I don't believe that our pastor needs to have owe anything on his house anymore after this year, 30 years. We're going to celebrate 30 years. And we are not just going to give him some little picture. I've celebrated 40 years with the pastor, and I said, we're going to receive money. Somebody said, well, let's just give him a picture of his family, and we'll. I said, no. No, we're going to bless them. So we blessed them and blessed them really big, because I serve a really big God. And I want to be a part of something really big. I want to be some part of really big, really, really big. So God is going to raise up. Some of you are already major entrepreneurs, but God's going to raise up entrepreneurs and business people. And you're going to get a part of the wealth of Austin and the nations, the wealth of the world's coming into Austin. And we're going to begin to lend to other nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, okay, I want you entrepreneurs, I want you to stand, you business people. You know, play me a little music there, Eric. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm having to push a little bit this morning. I don't believe it's pushing about paying the pastor's house off, but I think some people get resistant when you talk about money. And I understand how that happens because some people, some ministers, and I have to repent for them, all they're doing on television, radio, is just asking for money. And so I understand how that works. And one preacher I used to hear, if you don't send so much money, I'm gonna have to go off the air. I always said I'm gonna have to go off the air. You won't hear me next Sunday. But I'm not talking about that. Money makes everything click, huh? Just try doing without it 60 days and see what I'm talking about. So God wants to bless us. He wants to prosper. Isn't that right? He said, I wish above all things that you may prosper, that you may be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's how you think and what you believe. And so I'm going to get some money. I'm going to get my hands on some money so I can give some money away. Huh? I'm going to give me some money now. And I'm thinking about when I get some money, who I can give some money to, how I can bless them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm meeting with a guy. I'm having lunch with a guy Tuesday. That he's got this invention. He's already got some of his inventions manufactured. And I'm going to pray with him. I'm going to pray God to give him investors. I'm going to pray that God to bless him. I'm going to pray God to multiply him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's for the kingdom's sake. And God really did say that we are to be the head and not the tail, right? Above and not beneath. Okay, I'm going to pray for you now. Lord, I pray for all of these entrepreneurs that are standing here today. I pray that you would bless them, and I pray that you would multiply them. And I break every curse off of their business, off of their finances, off of their investments. I break every curse. In Jesus' name. And I speak a word of prosperity and blessing. And they will speak these words over their lives and their business. And I pray for people that have God ideas and witty inventions. Let those inventions and God ideas not go to seed, not go to waste. Lord, I pray for people that don't have the money to be in business, that you would send investors and people that have money to invest, they would invest in wise things. Starting out with investing in the burning of the mortgage of the pastors of this church, the leaders of this church. A man or woman was given 30 years of their lives, and we honor them this year. And Lord, there's finances this year to do what we need to do. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, there's finances this year to do what we need to do. Hallelujah. We're not going to go bury our seed somewhere. Or we're not just going to weep and wail about what has happened in the past. No, we're going to recover all. Anything's been stolen from us, and we will prosper this year. And many of you will get mortgages burned on your house this year. Some of you get your house paid for. Others of you be able to buy a house. Others of you be able to start a new business. This is the year. Hallelujah. I declare that I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I am blessed when I rise up. And even when I'm lying down, I'm making money while I'm asleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, were you one of those prosperity preachers? Yes, I am. I'm a Pentecostal prosperity preacher. I'm a PPP. Pentecostal prosperity preacher. Hallelujah. Because God hates poverty. Poverty is a spirit. It's a spirit. People can have lots of money and yet have poverty, and that's the fear of never having enough. I declare that I'm always going to have enough for myself, and I'll have enough to give to somebody else. Hallelujah. And if I start getting down, my income starts getting real low, or my finances, I just start giving more. I'll just get on that. I'll get on that PayPal, and I'll just give some more. And I'll say, how do you like that, devil? Huh? Hallelujah. I'll just give some more. Because Jesus said, it is. That's present tense. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. I bless you. I bless you. I break every curse and I release blessings of prosperity and finances, multiplications, God ideas, witty inventions, prosperity, inventions, hallelujah, multiplications. Thank you, Lord. Do you receive it? And Father, I thank you for the start. The starter seed, is it? What you have a starter? You start a fire. You have a starter, or anything you do start. Help me, Wanda. You have a starter, huh? Starting seed. So we had some starting seed today. So it'll multiply to $350,000. So we just pray for multiplication here and here in Jesus' name. We even pray multiply that American Express gift card. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We even got some IOUs, Travis. The church, it may already be paid off right here. Wait just. That's pretty good now. Hallelujah. IOUs is good. Hallelujah. Gina and I are going to be praying about what we're going to do, and then we'll put an IOU. I believe there's something about making a faith, what is that, a faith seed, faith pledge, that God just sees that and says, I'm going to help you with that one. There may be something in your heart that you're going to do, and if you just speak it, God may say, I'll help you with it. I'll help you with that one. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.